right, where planet K-Mac is having problems because there are two larger planets and two smaller planets on both sides of it, causing the atmosphere to be disoriented anyway. It always wobbles. It's uncertain because it's pulling from two smaller planets from the sun, right, which is Mercury and Venus. And then Mars and Jupiter, two larger on the outside, was causing imbalance. So when the Nibiru, the big craft, also referred to as a planet, came in this atmosphere, it sent a pair of attack launched from Tamat, 11 crafts, warships, to attack Nibiru. All right? But remember, Nibiru had picked up and trapped four Meldic crafts, or Vulcan crafts, and they were spinning right in its atmosphere as it went past Titan. As it's moving, the ship smashed, dead smack into Tamat, and caused Tamat to break in half first. The other part of Tamat, which is called the up and lower part, the lower part of Tamat, right, became what you call asteroids, and was moving in a counterclockwise, follow that, to your solar system, systematic motion, and started to fold and bend. All right, the 11 crafts was immediately picked up by Bill and eliminated. They didn't have no effect whatsoever on with their attempt. But the following craft, as the one craft from Vulcan smashed into Tamat and crashed it in half, followed by another one that crashed into it and put a hole straight through it, and as that planet was going to go out of orbit, they had a fear of what's called a star holocaust. If that planet was pulled out of orbit, all the other planets could be caught up in the power of the pull of the sun and be drawn towards it, which was called Apsu at the time, the sun, way back then, and be drawn up to and destroy it. And the beings who crashed into it, these supreme beings, were responsible. They knew they were responsible for this crash. To follow that, and must do something about it. So from the
right now,
the seven crash that the company, Nibiru, remember I said three went back towards Britain in Elion. He had four of them locked on